All right, so we're gonna just begin by centering ourselves. So just breathing in and breathing out. Just expanding into the wisdom of the conscious heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Opening and aligning the wisdom of the sacred heart. This energy is opening and expanding. Calling forth to the great central sun angels, the lords of karma. Each of our councils of light in the all-consuming violet transmuting flame blazing in around through in between us, clearing the space. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing as a portal of light is beginning to open above our heads, drawing us up into this portal of light into the temple of the great central sun as we're rising higher and higher. In this portal of light, with the great central sun angels singing, toning, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy. Breathing in and breathing out. We're entering into the temple of the great central sun. Entering into that magnificent hall. This great golden hall, to be greeted tonight by the Archangel Metatron and all the angels who are in service to him. And so when we're dealing with the beloved presence of the Mahakoan, which is how we started this month with the Ascended Master, who's kind of head of the Ascended Masters, Archangel Metatron is, in a sense, kind of head of the Archangel, the Archangelic realm. And so as we call forth to Archangel Metatron, governing the order of the archangels, working with us to learn how to manage universal power and divine authority, and showing us any place where we're separate from our own source, our own God presence, and how to return back to our connection with the source energy through the law of one. The law of one is the great law. Bringing us back into a state of divine love. And so I want you just to relax into your energy. And dropping down into your belly area. as we're opening up into the energy. I'm just asking for any place of separation. Between our own divinity, our own God presence, and to come back into divine alignment. And so as we call forth the beloved presence of Metatron, noticing as this beloved archangel, very mighty and powerful, is approaching us, feeling his presence, and the angels who are in service with them. Approaching us one by one. And as he's overriding us, and his angels step forward, acting on his behalf, as they place their hand over your heart, and just listening to the rhythm of your energy field, just harmonizing your energy to the chanting, calling forth the law of one, and just chanting, Aye, Asher, Aye. Aye, Asher, Aye. Aye, Asher, Aye. This is a Hebrew phrase, also Aramaic phrase, that means I am that I am. It brings us back into connection to our own divine source, law of one. It's excellent to do is like a mantra. So again, Aye. It's E-H-Y-E-H. And then Asher, A-S-H-E-R, and then A-Y-E, E-H-Y-E-A, I mean Y-E-H. So just begin breathing that in as they're chanting that with you with their hands over your heart, very powerful frequency, as the beloved presence of Archangel Metatron is directing this energy into your hearts and bringing you back into the law of one, the law of love, the law of one states, you know, to harm one is to harm all, to heal one is to heal all, and therefore in the name of the law of one, I am one with all there is. Again, just breathing into this energy, this very ancient chant of Aye, Asher, Aye. And just bringing all your energy back into the present moment. The energy of the heart, heart chakra, as the beloved Archangel Metatron acts to purify our spirit, our soul and our heart, back into its original perfection, with the white fire of creation washing through every electron of our existence. As Lord Metatron will raise our consciousness to its highest vibratory resonance. And as our consciousness is being purified and amplified, allowing you to become the higher self of your own true presence and form, brought back into the full remembrance of your cosmic presence and your connection to all of life. Causing you to remember your supernatural powers, your soul attributes, your soul's purpose, knowing that Archangel Metatron also works with us coming back into harmony, as does the Lord Mahakohan with the elemental and the nature kingdom. Knowing that we're all one, and the ability to manifest at a high level of creation. So as this beloved archangel is literally touching the presence of your soul, your essence self, your heart, causing this awakening. Again, with your own divinity, God presence, but also the connection that we have, an intimate connection we have, to the nature kingdom, to the earth, and to the stars. Expanding out into the solar system and the galaxies. Into the universes, upon universes, connected into Helios and Vesta and Alpha and Omega, who govern our sun and the great central sun. I'm just noticing our connection to all of life, from the tiniest particle all the way out into the universes. And that we're all connected. And just allowing yourself to expand in this consciousness. And as we're now being invited into an amphitheater room, off to the side of this great hall, and finding a comfortable place. Sit down and noticing in the middle of this amphitheater style room is a holographic image of the earth. And as Archangel Metatron and the beloved Lord Mahakohan are overlighting us, blessing each of us, as you just begin breathing down into now, I'm breathing into the depths of my love. So just dropping down into that heart space, I'm breathing into the depths of my love. It's expanding and going deeper and deeper. I'm expanding into the depth of my love. And with the assistance tonight of the beloved Lord Mahakohan, who governs the Ascended Masters, dispenses light onto the planet, particularly how it's going to affect the Earth, the Nature Kingdom, as well as the consciousness of the family of humanity, and then calling forth the beloved Archangel Metatron, also in service to the Nature Kingdom. And whether you're doing this with your mind's eye or you maybe want to hold your hands up in front of you, what we want to do is we want to begin actually becoming more collaborative in our service with the Ascended Masters and the Archangels to be able to do an earth blessing. So on the second call of the month, we will be calling for the Archangel, whichever Archangel correlates the Ascended Master we're working with that month. Also bringing forth healing energy to ourselves, as well as the earth and the family of humanity, and getting to actually put what we're using into action. So, again, just holding your hands either in front of you or even with your intention, your mind's eye, your heart chakra. I just want you to imagine beginning to send forth infinite love, adoration, and gratitude into the sacred heart of the planet, this holographic image that's at the center of this amphitheater-style room that we're all sitting in. And as we all come together with Lord Mahakohan, Archangel Metatron and his legion, and by us being here as an acupuncture point kind of on the planet, this ray of light that they're going to direct through us, along with our own God presence, will be directed into the sacred heart of the planet, which is very much a living being. Radiating up through the channels of the planet into every living being on the planet and into the consciousness of the family of humanity. And so just begin by very gently just kind of opening with compassion and curiosity. If you feel comfortable, allowing these beams of light or simply your own divinity, your own God presence, channeling this ray of light as you see a beam of light coming from your hands, your heart, your third eye, however you're intending it. Into the sacred heart of the planet. And then one of the things that the Mahakohan is doing on our behalf is activating our pineal gland in the higher chakra system to be able to amplify this light through your own being. Noticing if any adjustments are being made for us. Within our physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual bodies. Bringing us into harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, perfect spin ratio. Clearing any spin inversions from our energy field, placing us, as well as the planet, into a map coning with the elemental and deva of healing, the energies of Pan, the great white, you know, the ascended masters, the avatar of synthesis, and our own higher self. So placing us into a Mount Koning, as well as the planet, all living beings, breathing in and breathing out. Clearing our auras, reharmonizing and balancing our chakras, clearing our nervous system, our electrical body. And calling forth the miracle mantle of the mighty Elohim and Seraphim angels joining us. Sending forth a blessing to the planet. And this evening, as I'm just kind of watching the flow around the planet, it seems as though there's energy being drawn to the country of Brazil. And that could be for any kind of earth-shifting, earth-type stuff that's going on. It could be political. It might be a combination. Again, just breathing in and breathing out. Sending forth our infinite love, adoration, and gratitude, and allowing the higher consciousness of these beings of light channeling through us. Noticing how it's raising your vibration, your consciousness, your conscious awareness, your intuitiveness. Noticing how the whole earth may be beginning to glow in a particular color. And then being amplified in Brazil. It's interesting. So one of the things that seems to be coming up, there's different things, you know, in terms of what the planet, like how this energy is serving the planet. But one of the elements that's also coming up this evening in terms of the consciousness around the family of humanity is and sending our love into this energy to be corrected, realigned, and the divine right alignment is human trafficking, human slavery. So that seems to be one of the issues tonight that's coming into the collective. And it might be, you know, which, you know, I'm assuming it might be just very high in Brazil. Almost feels like, and I don't, you know, have the logistics about this, but just the way the energy is coming in, it feels like it might even be kind of a slave trade capital, you know, even around the world. It might be a place that is kind of very high, but also like, what's it called, like a transferring place between countries even. I feel that there might be kind of a high underground movement, maybe not so underground, but so just breathing in and breathing out. And you want to keep, as you're doing this work, you want to keep a certain amount of detachment, so staying centered in that flame of divine love. You know, all of us could have different feelings about human trafficking, slave trade. Just breathing in and breathing out. and just staying in the higher resonance of the flame divine love, and we're going to call forth, we're going to command forth, because there's a huge force of energy that can back us without us personally having to get overly psychically engaged in something that may not be in our best interest. And so we're calling into the Lords of Karma with the beloved Mahakohan and Archangel Metatron, calling an end to this on this planet. They say that it's kind of a common thing that happens on other planets as well. Like it's just part of a, sometimes it's the evolution of a species. When we feel separate from our own source energy, that a lot of times we'll want to kind of have a hierarchy system almost, you know, that isn't really beneficial necessarily. But it's, you know, it's a learning that species often have. It's kind of a natural tendency. But what they're wanting to do tonight is to help bring light into the planet to realize that it's not necessary, but it's also we're coming to a point in our own evolution where it's actually just unacceptable. And so when these beings sometimes come in and work through us like this, what they'll do is they'll oftentimes bring awareness into the consciousness. And sometimes things will actually almost look worse before it gets better because they sort of shed a light on it. And so again, just breathing in and breathing out. And just knowing that your consciousness, your own divinity, is able to make a much bigger difference than what you realize on the planet with things that might seem way out of our control. But when we work in combination with these beings of light, and we're amplifying that, and also in coordination with the nature kingdom, it really does open up for miracles to happen. And so just breathing in and breathing out. And again, just having a detachment, seeing it from your higher self that, you know, different species, different other planets will go through this kind of learning cycle about separation, dominance, control, greed. And just commanding forth in the name of the law of one and the light of God. That this energy be transformed on this planet and that we come to a higher place. And so now opening up your higher self and noticing in the energy of your higher self, letting them sort of download an image of what the world would look like if it didn't have slavery, human trafficking. I mean, it's just gone on for eons of time on this planet. You know, many different cultures throughout time. So it's very much held within the planetary consciousness. And so what we're wanting to do now, as we've brought our awareness, is actually be downloaded with the perfected vision of our planet if it didn't have that. And it may be difficult for you to even imagine what the planet would be like if it didn't have some form of slavery or caste systems, human trafficking. Because there's many different words for what it's been called throughout the ages, but it's been around for a very long time. And so allowing the beloved Archangel Metatron with his great compassion and power an authority along with the Mahakohan to begin downloading into your consciousness what the planet would be like if that didn't exist. Like at some point, there's a, you know, there's a perfected vision that we have to hold for something different. And so we're not really even battling, you know, some dark force or darkness or whatever is wrong with the planet. We're actually, the easier way to do this is to come into the law of one and see the perfection as it could exist, and therefore as it already does exist. So if we can imagine it, we can hold it in our mind's eye and our heart can feel it, the spirit energy will back it. So it's love, wisdom, and power. The wisdom is the blueprint, the perfected vision. Love is, you know, the energy, our heart center, our God presence that we're, you know, that love that's backing it, the feeling tone. And then the energy of spirit, our own God presence that will start backing this perfected vision. So again, it's going to be silent for a moment. And so you're just allowing yourself to be downloaded with a vision, the perfected vision and the feeling tone, as we ask our own God presence and these beings of light to back this energy of a planet, a planetary consciousness without slavery, caste systems, human trafficking, or anything of that nature. Just beaming that down into the energy of the planet, that perfected vision and the feeling of it. I mean, there's a great relief of an immense amount of pain and suffering. An overtone of peace. And a higher consciousness that all things are created equal. All beings, all living beings are created equal. And so you're dropping that thought form, all living things are created equal. Drop that down into your belly, into the navel and into your heart, and breathe into the feeling of what that feels like. Because that includes you too. Any place where there's a prejudiceness, judgment, again, breathing in and breathing out that feeling tone, all things are created equal. The magnificence, the feeling of that, the depth of love, how safe it feels, the peace. And sending that blessing into the heart of the earth. Radiating up through the planet, planetary consciousness into the family of humanity. And that's what we're commanding. Literally like a decree. Commanding that forth into the morphogenetic field of the planet. Thy will be done. And so it is. And really, it only takes one or two people to hold something to start shifting the morphogenetic field. And so for a group of us coming together already with a conscious intention, it can be extraordinarily powerful for the future of the planet. And breathing in and breathing out, watching these other systems that are in place, these other political structures, start diminishing, falling apart. They hold no power. So sealing this intention, cosmic white fire of God, sealing this energy into our planetary consciousness. You have to remember the Mahakohan and the Metatron, they deal more at a planetary consciousness level. Some of the other archangels and ascended masters, they all have their own creative flames and things that they kind of do. But for what we're doing right now, we're dealing more with planetary consciousness. So it might seem a little bit more expanded than what you might be used to. But that's good. You know, it's good to get new experiences and start working with this on a different level. So this energy, this blessing may continue while you're sleeping tonight over the next several days. And again, what you may want to practice for your individual self between now and the next time we talk is really doing the prayer, the you know, the Aramaic, the Hebrew prayer, Ayyeh, Asher, Ayyeh, and you can kind of get into a chant with it while you're driving your car, cooking dinner, but it's a very high vibratory mantra, and it will literally start shifting the vibration of your own cells, your consciousness, as well as the cells and the consciousness of those around you. It'll start raising the vibration of everything. So it's a really awesome tool to begin using. And just harmonizing yourself back into the law of one, which is essentially the law of love. It brings you into universal flow. It's also divine right alignment. So you see, it holds all those things within it. Okay, so we're complete for what we're going to do this evening. And I'll come on the line to see if there's any questions before we complete. Okay, so is there any questions, or does anybody have anything they want to share before we complete the call this evening? Okay, so you can always go back in and listen to the recording of this, and if you weren't on the call tonight, same thing, you know, the energy will still apply in the moment. And thank you guys so much for participating tonight, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.